Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Hello, my friends. Welcome back. Are you welcoming me back, or I'm welcome? I don't know. What is happening for the back half of our podcast day on the free platform right now? Thank you so much. Pooh Bear has arrived home safely from traveling. That is good. Dogs went bonkers. I think O'Neill hit her in the face because she, like, yelled. Okay. Hey, Pooh Bear, are you coming to the Great Food Giveaway? Pooh Bear will be at the Great Food Giveaway. I'll be judging cars. Car judge. I think if I yell, car judge, that'll tip you off that there's a car that shouldn't be there. You know, one of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong. We're also going to keep a running total of how many cars smell like pot. People who smoke pot don't even hide it anymore. I was traveling behind a car yesterday, and the driver of the vehicle was smoking. And I could smell the cannabis leaving the car and coming into my car. I've said this many times, that I can smell when someone is in front of me and they're smoking. I can smell it. And nobody believes me. I can't be the only one who can smell that. It's so strong. So they're in their car and they smoke in their car. And then it doesn't take much of the smell that's leaving the car to come into my car, and then I can smell it. Maureen's with me. Alan is with me. And, you know, I remember one time I called a cop because it was a guy smoking in his car. He's driving while high. And even the cops are stupid about this, because I called the 911 dispatcher, as I like to do from time to time. And I said, yeah. And I explained to them what I just explained to you about how I can smell it. And she goes, sir, you know, in Michigan, it's legal now. And I'm like, you fucking idiot. Driving while high is not legal. God. Piano Finger Banger is here. He says, ah, yes, the classic easy playback. Call 911. Oh, yeah. 911 is there for us. And I think that's a great call to 911. You know how, like, you tip off the cops when there's someone driving drunk, or you call 911. That's our job. I've gone so far as to call 911 on a drunk and then stay on the phone with them until they actually pull the person over. And then I just keep going. I do that from time to time. I'm such a snitch. Tyler says, you even went so far as to call 911 on yourself for speeding. This is true. I was so worried about my son that I was traveling fast. Called 911. Hey, I'm speeding. Sir, you can't do that. Certainly, certainly. All right. I do have a total. Well, it's not official. I don't have the official total on the, I guess I can get it quickly, of sniffs. from the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show holiday break-in that went down just the other day. I listened to the show's beginning to end. And let's go over. Let's see. You know what I paid attention to was the amount of moments that they would talk about. You know how like it is. I described to you how people pay money for the break-ins in conjunction with a big ad campaign. And then they get announced, but it seems like it's charitable, but it's an advertising package. Let's see. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. It wasn't as many this year as the previous year. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Let's see, 20, 21, 22, 22. Unofficially, I have 22. That means that Corn Pop at 21 was victorious. Next closest was Murder Lover Linda, without going over, at 18. Birch Barlow at 16. What do you win? Absolutely nothing. Is there going to be a Who Are These Free Beers or a Ben and Eric this week? No, sir. I'll be preparing food. I'll be wrapping presents. After the great food giveaway, I am officially off the clock. I haven't even, I'm still debating whether or not I'm going to do a free podcast and a Patreon bonus podcast tomorrow. Because it's possible. The only thing, I'm gonna be a green light for tomorrow with the potential of that changing up to the final minute. It all depends on if something goes haywire or not. Alan said, he said 63 sniffs. There were some great moments, though, that I can't wait to share with you. Free Beer referred to an e-bike as a B-bike. Free Beer announced that he's going to play the break-ins for his boys to show them. I don't know what he was showing them, what he's planning on showing them, but he said he plans on sitting all the 800 kids he has at his house down and then making them listen to that. And I'm like, can you, for once, stay out of your own way when it comes to doing shit that is annoying to young people? Can you imagine if your parents made you do that shit? You don't give a fuck about that. I hate it when parents, try to force shit on kids like that. Fucking annoying. You're already talking about all the shit, the trouble that you have with the two oldest ones all the time on the show. I don't think that's going to help. Can you be cool at all? Is there anything you can do that could be somewhat cool that could make the kids say, yeah, he's cool? So much douchebaggery. God. Alan says, listen to our good village. There was one story, and I forget who was telling it. It wasn't a member. It was like one of the affiliates. They had agreed to give the family a holiday break-in, but they couldn't go in to deliver the goods because the home was infested with like bed bugs and rodents and all sorts of shit. They actually tried to get assistance. Maybe they got it from a pest control facility. If for a holiday break-in, your gift is pest control, you might as well just throw yourselves off cliffs. That's what you need to do. If people can't even come into the home because it's such a health hazard, you're beyond help. All right? Tyler says, these are families we have to give thousands of gifts to, and you assholes won't even say thank you to me for giving you a ride up the driveway. Do better. Let's see, other highlights. Howings was describing the person that he was visiting, and he's describing like, God, what was it? Like the, because every one of these families has like something bad happen to them. And when Hot Wings was, you know, describing the really horrible scenario involved with the people that he was doing the break-in with, he was saying something like, yeah, and they had their home foreclosed and the dad has AIDS, whatever. He was laughing while he was saying it because that's how he rolls. And I'm like, my God, can you not get it together for at least a little bit? And Hobbing's trying to break down a sad story. He can't help but laugh. It was so bad. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says, give the gift of CPS. Stand by. Hey, y'all right in there? I got to call Pooh Bear. I just heard like all these yells.
Hello?
Are you all right in there?
I think so.
You're screaming.
I'm sneezing.
Oh my God.
I think I'm okay though.
You what?
I think I'm okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay, I love you.
Okay, love you too. Bye. All right, so we'll end up reviewing that. I'm just not doing it this week. We'll do our post-mortem the week after. Thank you to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. That's where we will be for the great food giveaway number 6, but it's also an outstanding place to get your vehicle repaired. If that's you, if you're having an issue, take the car to Irvine's. They're right in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can find them at ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Great place to get your car fixed. Hybrids, EVs, you name it, they can take care of you at Irvine's. In fact, when I destroy Diana's car later today, I'll take it over to Irvine's. It's just a battery replacement, which I do know how to do that. Seriously, it's really simple. But if I screw something up, I will take it there, and you should too. ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Thank you to Skydive Grand Haven. Skydivegrandhaven.com. You can get a tandem jump for $249 and be jumping with me this summer. makes a great gift. You still have time. Heck, you can buy the day of and still give the gift of skydiving. And that is one that I swear, whoever gets the gift will never forget it. Maybe it's you getting the gift. $249 for a tandem skydive. You're flying out of a plane at 8,000 feet, free fall for a minute. Pop the chute. There you go. You're not alone. You've got someone jumping with you. You don't have to do anything but just enjoy what you're seeing as you plummet down to the earth over the pristine shoreline of Grand Haven, Michigan at skydivegrandhaven.com. All you do is you go to skydivegrandhaven.com, click where it says shop gift certificates, and the rest is simple. I mentioned Impact Power Sports to start the show. Get yourself a Yamaha golf cart at Impact Power Sports. Also, any ATV, UTV, side-by-side, e-bike, motorcycle. Some would call them a B-bike. Go-kart, scooter at Impact Power Sports. Full shop for maintenance. If anything goes wrong or you need anything repaired, they can help you out with that at Impact Power Sports. Online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Megan says, you'll be here tomorrow anyways. Patrick says, what the fuck? Was Hot Wings really laughing? Yes, I'll pull the clip and you'll hear it. There was a muppety, flippity, floppity leg break in the NFL. I'm a little disappointed in the footage. Quinshon Judkins of the Cleveland Browns. It looked weird, but I don't know. Okay, so I don't know who the quarterback is. If it's whatever his name is, Shedeur Sanders, he's gonna throw it to this guy heading out here, and let's pick it up.
20-10, Sanders will throw it at the open field.
It doesn't look like much. It looks like just a great tackle.
Sanders.
So this guy is coming in like a missile. This guy right here. He reads it. He's making a beeline right for this guy.
20-10. Sanders will throw it. And the open.
Okay. And there was some muppetiness right here.
And the open field tackle.
Browns running back. Quinshon Judkins suffered a serious leg injury during the second quarter of the game, following a clean tackle by the Bills. He was carted off the field, with his lower leg appearing to bend unnaturally at the knee, raising immediate concern.
Okay. I give it a 2 out of 10. Could have been a lot better. There was some news on the Epstein files over the weekend. First off, there was a lot of pictures of Bill Clinton with, like, young girls. Now, it doesn't come out and say that Bill Clinton had sex with young girls, but he went to this place a lot. So he'd go to this place and then get photographed with young chicks. How is there not like a smoking gun? I don't think I've heard from any of the victims say that, yeah, Bill Clinton had sex with me. Why is that? Could it be that just Bill Clinton was there and just met people and then took a picture with him? Now, I don't personally believe that. To me, it seems like where there's smoke, there's fire, that Bill Clinton was having sex with the women that Jeffrey Epstein trafficked. And then there's the Trump side, too. Trump also in pictures with people. That Virginia Giuffre, who was kind of like the tip of the spear, she took her own life, tragically. She said that Trump was never an issue. But this whole thing is fucked. Oh, my God. And if you're Bill Clinton, and there's pictures everywhere of you with young girls, what type of relationship has he had with Hillary Clinton? There can't be. It must just be a marriage for, convenience, for political reasons or whatever. I heard that there's images of Mick Jagger and Trump and young girls and dozens of pictures with Clinton. How do these men answer for this to the women in their lives? You know, I mean, how do you explain that? And who the fuck is going to believe whatever it is you have to say? And then why did these assholes take pictures with young women? Could it have been that maybe the young women said, "Can I get a picture with you?" I guess that's possible. Because you have to understand, leading up to it becoming known that Epstein was trafficking young women, they didn't think Epstein was trafficking young women. They just thought he was a rich fucker. So I think it's very difficult to not be judgmental of any images you see with anyone with one of the women that Epstein trafficked without thinking that they porked the child, which is, those are words I don't like saying, you know? My point is, when you're looking at it through the lens of today, which is we all know what happened, it's difficult not to think that whoever is taking a picture with a woman who was trafficked, that they weren't in on it, you know? But there's a story going around that the very first patient zero, the very first girl who is Epstein's first known victim, came from the Interlochen Fine Arts Academy or whatever it is. There's a rich person school up the road for the musically inclined, not that far. It's a couple hours north in a community called Interlochen, the Interlochen Fine Arts Camp, which is about 20 miles southwest of Traverse City. And believe it or not, Epstein attended that when he was younger. So he's always had a fine place in his heart when he was alive to giving them money. So he would go ahead and donate to them and all that shit. And they held him in high regard. And what I'm understanding is that the very first person who was trafficked is from there. Local TV station covers this about this exact moment. Let's get into it now.
Pages on the Epstein files, including letters, transcripts, and images. News 8's Nicole Tam went through some of those files and found a Michigan connection. Nicole?
There was, Adriana. We have learned from court documents that a 13-year-old girl was Epstein's first known victim. The allegations against him do trace back to a summer camp at Interlochen in 1994. We do have a warning for you, though. Some of the details we're about to share may be disturbing.
A lawsuit filed in New York in May 2020 accuses Epstein and convicted sex offender Ghislaine Maxwell of years of abuse. The victim named Jane Doe claims she met the two at Interlochen Arts Camp in 1994, an area about 20 minutes southwest of Traverse City. The lawsuit outlines Epstein and Maxwell would take her to movies and shopping and eventually started making sexual references. When she was 14, she visited Mar-a-Lago, where she was introduced to Donald Trump. Records allege Epstein elbowed Trump and asked him in reference to the girl, "This is a good one, right?"
Oh, my God. Now, Trump's denied everything. But this is the victim's testimony in this lawsuit. So she's at Mar-a-Lago, and he goes, "Hey, this is a good one, right?" I mean, that alone is prison.
Abuse continued to escalate over the next few years. The girl eventually moved to New York. When she was 17, she alleged Epstein raped her, and on multiple occasions after that. Epstein's ties to Interlaken was highlighted in testimony from the group's vice president of finance. This letter from the group to Epstein thanked him for his $200,000 donation. It was money that went towards building a two-bedroom home known as the Green Lake Lodge, formerly known as the Epstein Scholarship Lodge.
What?
An Interlaken spokesperson told me...
Now, you got to remember, there was a time when Jeffrey Epstein was not a sex trafficker.
Epstein was a donor to the Center for the Arts from 1990 to 2003. There was also an internal review where administrators found no complaints or concerns about Epstein. All donor recognition in his name has been removed from that campus. The statement also reads, Interlaken is committed to ensuring a safe, nurturing environment in which our students can excel. We currently have a wide range of measures in place to ensure a safe, supportive environment for all students. Nicole Tam, News 8.
All right. Sled it, ski it, slide it, right.
I can't believe anybody would even send their kids there after just knowing that this guy's fingerprints are all over the place. Jesus. So, also on the heels of that, 16 Epstein files, including photo of Trump, disappear from the Department of Justice website. Okay, so anytime there's anything going on with this story and the Department of Justice posts a picture and it's Trump doing what? Posing with a chick, hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein, and then that picture disappears? That's suspicious. Now, it doesn't mean, again, it does not mean that Trump put his ding-dong inside of a sex trafficking victim. However, it just looks bad. 16 web pages containing the files, including a photo featuring two pictures of Trump, were found to have disappeared.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
The Hill reached out for the Department of Justice. They said, we're going to do everything that we can legally. We're going to redact what we can and post what we can. And they actually said that if it released information that includes non-public personally identifiable information or other sensitive content to include matters of a sexual nature, then the public should contact the DOJ if they find any information that should not have been posted. And we will take the steps to correct it. Well, apparently that happened. Though it isn't 100% why the files were removed, attorney Gloria Allred Saturday on CNN said she had been contacted by people who said their information should not have been posted. I think that's part of the problem here, in getting as much transparency on this as possible. That there are people who don't want any part of this type of revealing. You know, they don't want the world to know that they were involved in any of this, maybe out of embarrassment or maybe even fear of retribution. Some weird shit's been happening for a long time concerning this. And in my own personal feeling, I think there is a vast conspiracy at work. I think there are a number of people, a number of very wealthy and very famous people. And this isn't anything that anybody else, this isn't like a new thought. A lot of people think this too, but I'm just voicing it here that if anybody thinks that this was all people that you've never seen or heard before go into Epstein Island, you're crazy. It was all the wealthiest. It was all the most connected people. And there are things at work that are keeping that information from you and I. I think they're doing more of a job at protecting this information than they are at making sure that we don't know everything we need to know about aliens on Earth. It's that bad, in my opinion. The fact that we haven't seen or heard anything concrete that says, yeah, these people were porking kids, tells me that they were. Does that make sense? What we don't know about this for sure tells me that we know all that we need to know. We just don't know who. Does that make sense? Linda is here. She says, my son told me this last night, then said that I sent him to the cheap Blue Lake Fine Arts camp, which wasn't cheap. LOL. He went there. God, the fucking world is a sick place. It really is. All right. So that was a big story over the weekend. And more disgusting pieces of information from the community of Whitehall, Michigan, which I believe is, I don't know, Muskegon area, not that far from there. Boy Scouts can't get it right. Every time you turn around, I think the Boy Scouts are starting to climb the pecking order of creepy. I think at the top of the mountain, you've got the Catholic Church, which I don't see that changing anytime soon, simply because of the years of abuse. Stand by. But occasionally, you'll see pediatricians or perhaps other local organizations, other religious entities. I know there was a big deal that went on in one of the local churches. I don't know if it was like CRC or the PRC locally. And it just gets swept under the rug. Nobody cares. It's remarkable. But the Boy Scouts have been really working their way towards achieving the status of a creepy entity. It makes you wonder of all the things that involve kids when we were younger or maybe that our parents were involved in. Is this all a front? You know, do these organizations get created just as a front, or were these organizations created with the best of intentions and then pedophiles migrated over to them? Or did they start hanging out with kids and become pedophiles? Remember Jerry Sandusky at Penn State? The fact that he had a charity that was all about mentoring children. And did he make that charity called the Second Mile? Was it the Second Mile? To be closer to kids, or did he start it and then started to like kids after he started the charity? Which, by the way, remember, I think he wrote a book, Jerry Sandusky, called Touched, which was one of about a million things that made you go, no way, during that entire Sandusky thing, where he's raping boys in the bathroom. The fact that one of the whistleblowers was a quarterback named McQueary, and the fact that he wrote a book called Touched, still boggles my mind. Anyway. Boy Scout leader charged with filming girls with hidden bathroom camera. Federal charges alleging he recorded several young girls in his scouting troop through a camera hidden in the bathroom. So right away, I'm kind of thrown off by this, because it says Boy Scouts of America, but he's filming girls. Unless, of course, this is a deal where, though it's called the Boy Scouts, they allow girls in? Is that the way it's done nowadays? I don't know. Birch Barlow, gymnastics coaches, all creepy. Yes, I forgot about them. They're way up there. Dance coaches. If you have a daughter that wants to be in dance, you want to go out of your way to make sure that the instructor is a flamboyantly gay man. Tyler says Mount Rushmore of creepy people. Priests, Boy Scout leaders, all college football coaches, and male politicians. Robert Mark, who's 59, was charged with sexual exploitation of children and possession of child porno. Federal investigators say the longtime troop leader filmed at least 8 different girls over several months last year. This all got started when a Michigan State police sergeant who was volunteering with the girls was tipped off by another parent who said Mark had recorded some of the girls in bathing suits roughly 10 years before. That's weird. Why is that being talked about 10 years after the fact? Anyway, that led the sergeant to be... It was kind of like, hey, watch out for so-and-so. I caught him shooting video of chicks. Maybe it was like that. That led the sergeant to be mindful of Mark's actions during scouting events. He witnessed the troop leader appear to use his phone to record the girls from under a picnic table for several minutes at a time. Ugh. When federal agents talked with one of the girls' parents, they went to their daughter's phone and found that the dude had messaged her directly, a violation of scouting policy. Weeks later, a representative from Scouting America told investigators a woman filed a claim that Mark had been taking photos of her when she was in the program years before. Oh, this goes way back. That's all it took. Search warrant. They find a treasure trove of hidden camera material in the potty. As scout leader, Mark hosted several pool parties over the years, according to investigators. So let me just get ahead of this. Right away, audience members in the chat are going to clamor about Mr. Pop Pop having the local little boys and girls swim in his pool. And that would be me. Okay. Now, you're going to connect the dots and you're going to suggest, I know this, that I am no better than this guy. Like, I'm worse than this scout leader because I have kiddie pool parties over at my house. But you know damn well that I am not involved in the kiddie pool parties. The moms and dads in the neighborhood bring the kiddies over. And then they swim and they go, yay, Mr. Pop Pop. Thanks for letting. I'm not even home when it happens. Half the time I get a text from Pooh Bear and says, hey, so-and-so on so-and-so street's coming over so the kids can go swimming. And I go, cool. So no, I don't want to hear any of that bullshit from you assholes. David says Mr. Pop Pop has kids mowing the lawn. And also painting birdhouses, which is a reference to Mr. McGregor. Apparently we have to include pedo pool owners to the Mount Rushmore of creepy people. If convicted, Mark here could spend the rest of his life in prison. He's being held on a $50,000 bond pending his next court date. I don't know how people, when they get busted for that, they don't just off themselves. I mean, they would really be doing themselves such a favor to have to live with that. Ugh. My God. Just every day, all you're doing is getting reamed anally by the other inmates for being a fucking tree jumper. Tyler says PB texts that kids, Pooh Bear texts that kids are coming, and Pop Pop says, great, I'll be right there. Alan says, okay, fine, you aren't involved with the parties, but the painting afterwards is definitely your thing. fucks. Cole says you aren't home, but where are your cameras hidden? I still don't know. Did this all evolve because the neighborhood kid wanted to cut the lawn? Is that where this stems? This is horrible. I love that family very much. I don't even want to say who they are, those poor people. Idiots. They're dear friends of mine, you sick bastards. I hope they're not watching this shit. Fucking idiots. Okay. This is a great story. Some old lady in Florida standing on front of her property with her neighbor, and the cops pull up, and the neighbor goes, "Oh, Barbara, they're coming to get you, Barbara. Ho, 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 ho." Or Sharon, that's her name. "They're coming for you, Sharon." And it's the cops, and they're like, "Hey, how are you?" And the ladies think they're just being nice. And the cops go, "Actually, Sharon, we are coming for you." And they're like, "Yeah, yeah, that's right." And they go, "No, really, you're under arrest." So this crazy bitch, 40 years ago, her and her hubby had a little girl. And they were in the process of moving the family. And then crazy bitch Sharon went ahead of husband with the daughter and moved to another part of the country. And then he shows up to start work, and they're gone. They're not where they're supposed to be at the new place, a new residence. Never to be seen or heard again. And so the chick vanishes, and the child was only three, and this husband he's been looking for answers, been looking for his daughter, and then the puzzle pieces, she kidnapped her. This crazy bitch kidnapped her own daughter and left the husband. Who knows why? But this video story has some of the footage I was telling you about when the cops showed up to make the arrest.
"They're coming for you, Sharon!
They don't want me.
What's up?" This morning, newly released police body cam footage from the Villages in Florida is going viral.
"We're here for you, ma'am. We're waiting on the detective to get here, but we have, with all the information that we do have, you have a warrant for your arrest."
"They have to be."
"Ma'am, we're not."
"Oh, I'm so sorry.
"No, you're okay."
Cop goes, "You can go home."
Turns out the woman known as Sharon Neely throughout the community is actually, according to police, Deborah Newton, a woman wanted for allegedly kidnapping her own daughter, Michelle, back in 1983.
"I have known for a long time that something was not right."
Okay, now this is the daughter. Try not to pay attention to the fact that instead of saying, "I have known," she says, "I have known."
"I have known for a long time that something was not right. But I've never really had answers to that story."
Kentucky authorities say Michelle was just 3 years old when mom Deborah told her then husband Joe she was taking Michelle to Georgia, where she had gotten a new job and a home for the family. But when Joe went to meet them, the two had vanished.
"There's been a lot of stories over the years, and I'm sure that my mom has always had her reasons for maybe not wanting to speak. I think we've all had points in our life where we've even made a choice or made a decision that, especially when you're 21, 22, and you don't feel like you have any resources or anyone to go to help you out of
that." Okay, it sounds like the daughter is making excuses for the mom.
I think she really tried to do the best she could with the choice that she made.
Okay, you can't say, "I think my mom did the best she could with the choices she made," when she kidnapped you.
Over the years, the trail grew cold, despite Deborah at one point being listed on the FBI's top 8 most wanted parental kidnapping fugitives. Following Deborah's recent arrest, Michelle was able to reunite with her father for Thanksgiving and says she doesn't hold any resentment towards her mother.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of healing that's got to happen between my mom and I, and she has an opportunity to connect with family that's missed her more than she realizes.
Okay. Well, that bitch ain't going anywhere. She's going to prison, and you need to be more pissed off, and you got to quit being so fucking supportive of her. What the hell is wrong with you? She kidnapped you and kept you from your father, you stupid idiot. Tyler says, noon, she deserves to be kidnapped. Bread Bowl Brain Chris, your daddy was hit by a train. Great movie. Oh, brother, where art thou? David says, Stockholm Syndrome. That's what it sounds like. Yeah, maybe it is. That's the one where you love your captor. Like if we went and when one of these little kitties are over here for kiddie pool day and we captured them, and after 30 years they wouldn't want to leave. That is nuts. I wonder how much prison time she could end up getting for that. Okay, and then finally this. This is in Canton, Ohio. A kid gets busted for shoplifting. There's the loss prevention officer and a cop there, but they haven't searched the kid. And he's in like the back room, and I think that's his mom next to him. And they don't know it, but the kid, the teenager's got a pistol on him. And he pulls it out to shoot the cop, but the pistol jams.
Hey, hey, hey!
No, 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 no!
You didn't do it, so we'll leave it on her. You watched you walk over and put an item in the bag off the shelf.
As a native nurse, please.
So you're looking at body cam.
55-50.
Right. Look, right now he's going for the piece. No one knows he has it.
Hey, hey, hey!
No, 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 no!
Get back, get back!
No, 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 no!
Okay, so here he pulls it. It jams. He tries to clear it. Cop runs. They are able to keep. Now the cop draws. He doesn't shoot him. But then watch the cop. He's going to. The cop's right knee. He's going to throw a flying knee. Oh, right. Oh, my God. Did that catch him? Beautiful. Oh, beautifully executed flying knee. My God.
Eat help.
Right away, they're saying this is why you have to search these people. God, you have not seen this.
Now.
You gotta click on the link in the show notes. Who's gonna kill him? I'm gonna watch again in real time.
Please. 55-50.
Hey,
hey,
hey!
No, 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 no!
Get back,
get back!
No, 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 no! Dang,
wow. Fuck me. Cole says, did he think he was going to shoot his way out of trouble? What a dumb fuck. I'll see your pistol and raise you a knee to the chest. Alan says he doesn't have ribs anymore. LOL, LOL. Scott says, so close to being dead. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, young kid, what a dumbass. Piano Finger Banger says, how do you not search him? So dude went from shoplifting charge to attempted murder of a cop. Yeah, a lot of people are pissed off at the cop on the search. Alan says the kid is such a little fuck. He deserved the knee. He deserved more than the knee. I wanted the cop to shoot him right in the top of the head, but the other guy was with him. So he probably was afraid of hitting him. Oh my God. Holy shit, was that scary. What a psychopath. What is wrong with you? My God. All right. Be thinking of the asshole of the day. I think I know who it is. Head over to Merchant Automotive. If your truck with a Duramax engine or an Allison transmission is screwed up, it's not running right, they can help you. Head it over to Merchant Automotive in Zeeland, Michigan, merchant-automotive.com. That's merchant-automotive.com. They also have a full line of kits for you to use that they manufacture themselves. And you can shop online at merchant-automotive.com to improve performance on your vehicle. Thank you to King's Room Barbershop. That's where I get my hair cut. Except this time, I cut up my own this weekend. But they have three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. Online at kingsroom.net. If Andy finds out that I cut my own hair, he's going to kick my ass. Their website, kingsroom.net. For more information, please mention me when you get your hair cut, when you get your hair cut at King's Room Barbershop. Kuiper Tree Care in West Michigan, 616-828-8225. Call or text if you need to get rid of a tree. Kuiper, KuiperTreeCare.com. They are the best. They can get rid of unwanted trees, grind the stumps. They can cut down the branches. They can trim the tree, tree risk assessment, storm damage. They do it all in West Michigan, KuiperTreeCare.com. Okay. Price hikes are going up for insurance on the Affordable Care Act. They might be able to turn that around after Congress gets back in session. But for now, as of January 1, you're paying more. That is, of course, unless you're able to get Frank Fuss to help you. If you have any questions about Obamacare, reach out to Frank. Make an appointment over at appointmentwithfrank.com. That's appointmentwithfrank.com. He can help you every step of the way. Former cop Dan Frazier. Donut Dan says that the cop assumed that the security guy searched him and probably had just arrived. Nick, on that whole fiasco that we just watched, says that Dickhead and the tie getting in the way probably saved him. Skip says, why didn't Twitch alert me for Act 2? I don't know. I don't know why that does that. It should. Asshole of the day. Kidnapped daughter? I like that. Just goes to show you. Sometimes it's the least deserving person who earns asshole of the day honors. Kidnapped daughter, great suggestion. I like it. And that's it. Talk to you on the Patreon. And I'm recording with Christian at 2:30 today, if you'd be so kind. Who Are These Broadcasters is on the Who Are These Podcast YouTube channel. I'll be there with Christian at 2:30 today. That's it for the free show. I'll talk to you on Patreon a little later on. Have a good one, folks. Thank you, and bye-bye.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.